Hey guys, welcome into the Grace Point Daily Podcast and the 1 year Bible journey. My name is Pastor Jeremiah Johnson. It is day number 30 and we are 1 month in. So continue to encourage you guys to read your Bible alongside me too, myself. Okay. Keep attacking it day by day. So anyway, just trying to bring you a little nugget, a little word of encouragement. I love to hear, as I've been talking to people, they've been saying, oh man, Pastor Jeremiah, let me tell you what I've been learning, what I've gotten from the Bible so far this year. And I really appreciate those comments. I really appreciate hearing what God is speaking to you and how he's moving your life. So thank you. If you ever want to send me a message or see me in person, let me know what God is speaking to you through the word. Well, I want to bring you a word of encouragement from Matthew chapter 20. It is a parable. And it's the parable where Jesus is saying the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner. And I'm going to paraphrase this. So it's like a landowner who goes out and he begins to hire workers. And he hires workers at various times of the day, you know, like 1 a.m, mid-afternoon, early afternoon, late afternoon. And then at the end of the day, all the workers come to the landowner to get their payment for their work that they've done for the day. And something interesting happens in this parable is Jesus says the landowner pays them all the same. And so, yes, if you were a worker, you started at 8 a.m. and then you see the guy who started at 2 p.m. and he gets the same amount of money as you do. You'd be like, what's going on here? I worked harder and longer. I should get twice what he got. And this is what's unfolding in the parable. And Jesus has a very interesting response at the end of it. He says, so those who are last now will be first then, and those who are first will be last. This is a very interesting concept of the kingdom. There's three things I think it can speak to us today. Number one is that God is fair and God is just. And that can be difficult for us to comprehend sometimes because our form and our thinking of fairness and justice is not God's. But God is fair. He's a good father and he's fair and he's going to do what is right. So as we trust in him and commit our lives to him, we can have a confidence that, okay, one thing I know is my God's going to be fair and he's going to be just in all of his dealings and all of his ways. And that's what it says in the parable. This landowner was fair in what he did because he's like, hey, one thing. The landowner in this parable says, like, hey, I'm the landowner. Can I not pay who I want to pay, what I want to pay? I am the owner, okay? So it throws that out there. So number one, God is fair. But also, I think it can encourage us in regards to the issue of grace, that God is a God of mercy and grace. And for all of us, we have different stories, different journeys. You know, my wife, she's been saved from birth, not really, but you know, she grew up in a Christian home and she came to know Jesus at a young age as a kid and just pretty much lived her life for God her whole life. That's a beautiful story, right? And I have another good friend who, same kind of thing. He's been in the church his whole life, served God his whole life. Well, I mean, who's going to get more rewards when we get to heaven one day, right? Is my wife going to get more than me? Am I going to get more than her? I don't, what's it going to go? She's probably going to get more, right? But anyway, this is an interesting idea and thought to play around with a little bit. And I think Jesus would probably know that we think about this stuff maybe from time to time. But Jesus, you know, throws out this response. It's interesting. He's like, no, the last will be first and the first will be last. And so here's what I want to encourage us with today. Number one, God is fair. God is a God of grace and mercy. And praise God. Never give up on anyone because we should keep believing God for the salvation of our friends and our family and people that don't know the Lord up until the very last second. It's the story of Jesus hanging on the cross with the other two guys, one on the left and one on the right. And one chooses to repent and turn to Jesus in that moment. And Jesus said, well, no, you haven't given your life. You think in the last few minutes, you're just going to get saved and go to heaven and be with me? No way. No, Jesus said, wow, you, because of your realization of who you are and the life that you've lived and you're turning to me, wow, today there's grace and there's mercy, salvation, and you're going to be with me in paradise. That's the God of grace, and praise God for that. Amen. I can look back at past regrets, mistakes, sins, and like, you know, God could hold that against me, but he's a God of grace. And finally, the third thought is this, is that focus on the reward. The reward is not stuff and whose reward is better than the others. Guys, keep in mind, Jesus is the reward. And sometimes we are so busy staring, looking at other people's rewards and stuff. I know I can do this in the world, in the church world as a pastor. I can, you know, look at someone else's ministry and from the exterior or the physical, it's like, oh, they have more stuff than I do and blah, blah, blah. I don't need to think like that, okay? Because he is the reward. And there's a scripture I always go back to in Genesis chapter 15. When he's talking to Abram, he says, I'm your shield and your very great reward. And so let's not focus on who's going to get more or less one day in heaven or who has more or less blessings now, because God is your reward. His presence, your relationship with him, that is the reward. So on this day, I want to encourage you with those three thoughts from Matthew chapter 20, is that number one, our God is fair and just. Number two, our God is a God of grace and mercy and loving kindness. Praise God for that. I talked to someone the other day who, you know, went through a divorce and just a lot of rough things in his life. And, but hey, I was like, there's no judgment on my part, because I know one thing, God is a God of mercy and grace. And so that individual is serving the Lord and right with God and has had to navigate some very difficult things, but God's a God of mercy and grace. And number three, he's the reward, not the stuff. That's not about who has more or less or whatever. It's just that God's the reward. So let's keep chasing him, staying in the word, pursuing his presence in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, day 31.